This is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yam. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Dr. Lydia, and welcome to Suki Yam.
Hello, thank you for inviting me again.
Yes, and if you remember exactly, dear listeners, last time we spoke about the benefits of fruit, and today we're going to continue with not only fruit, but also a very strange but beneficial concoction for you, which is called leafy green. So, do stay with us. Dr. Lydia, is there such a thing as a power fruit?
All fruits have a power because all fruits are providing this life force. But in a particular condition of our health, our mood, our characters, we need more beneficial fruits. Which fruits you can find easier here, and what is the meaning behind? First of all, I want to speak about tomatoes. It's very popular fruit in Malta. Many people count it as a vegetable. But this is a fruit. In the ancient time, it was used as a decoration. And nowadays,
really?
Yes.
Not as food?
No, when the tomato entered Europe, it was used as a decoration plant for the gardens. And people never touched the fruits because they was counted as a potato. In a potato, if you're eating the fruit, you can die if you're not eating the root, but the fruits. So the tomato belongs to the same family as the potato. And so for a long time, the tomato fruit was undiscovered. And then when it was discovered, people realized how beneficial it is. It's giving the... First of all, it's very pleasant. Now people do not even recognize the salad as a dish if it is no tomatoes there. People like looking for something red and juicy and pleasurable. What is the benefit of the tomatoes? First of all, it's rich with micro elements, and like the other fruit, it's very strong antioxidant. It has nearly all collections of vitamins A, even a short amount of vitamin group B, vitamin E, good with selenium, which is strong antioxidant, vitamin K, vitamin E. It has iron. All the fruits, and more or less, contain have the iron. It also reminding the red cell. Yes, if you will see, the fruits have different shapes, and these shapes are also sending the message for us. What is it good for? So the tomato is the perfect shape and perfect reflection of the red cell of our blood. Yeah, so it's very good for the red cell of our blood. Of course, the best is to use the tomatoes growing up naturally, but even if it's in the orangeria, from the orangeria, the tomatoes, the fruit also beneficial. The best way is to cook it slightly because it contains some ingredients which are active only if we are pre-cooking tomatoes, yes. But the tomato juice, of course...
It's the opposite of fruit, then.
Yes, in this matter. But the tomato juice, of course, you better will use raw. The other fruit that is very common in Malta is the watermelon. The watermelon contains high level of water, and it's not just water, it's structured water. The difference is the molecule of water have this quality to assimilate with the other molecules. It created the clusters. And the more structures these clusters, the more beneficial this water for our body. If the water is not structured, it's very small percentage entering our cells.
How similar is it to the water you told us to freeze?
Yes.
Is it similar?
So, exactly. So the fruits are without freezing, without any hassle, providing this quality of the water.
And sometimes we throw the water away, you know, when you...
Yes.
Cut a watermelon,
yes,
we tend to throw it away.
So the best way is to wash first. Of course, all vegetables and fruits have to be washed. Some people are not washing them. They think, oh, it's like taking it as a completed fruit, like it's from the paper. But it's not. It need to be washed because of the worms, and we will discuss about it in maybe
the
later.
Worms.
Yes,
by the parasites. Where are the worms, then, if you can't see them?
Well, it's a lot of bacteria. It's a lot of eggs around. But we will discuss about it.
Really? So a watermelon can have all this, too?
Are
you talking about smaller fruits?
No, all vegetables, all fruits have, of course, pathological bacteria and the parasites.
So something like a melon, you have to wash on the outside as well?
Better, yes, if you're using the water.
Especially putting it in the fridge, then.
Yes, if you're using the water after, you need to wash. If you're not using, no need it, like banana peel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So beside of that, it's also very rich with micro elements, like zinc, copper, manganese, iron, and niacin, very rich with the folate, which is also affected the red blood cell.
Something that mothers-to-be would need, pregnant women would
exactly,
need.
Exactly, exactly. And the other fruit I would love to mention, it's not even a fruit, it's berries. So the berries are very, very beneficial for our health. We have different colors of berries. Mostly it's red and purple.
So when it's frozen?
When it's frozen, of course, it's decreasing the benefit, but it's still there.
Okay.
Unfortunately, nowadays, many food companies like influencing even this type of food. So to make it bigger, they're using some artificial...
Artificial coloring,
but to grow them, they're using
some... not when they're frozen and you see them all red and beautiful.
No, this is a natural color. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, to grow them bigger, so they're using some synthetic...
Hormones? What are they?
No. Synthetic ingredients for the soil, fertilizers, and to protect from the insects. They're using quite strong pesticides. So we need to be, even with the berries, we need to be choosy. We need to read which country it's providing, etc. The closest to you, the better. Like, for example, if it's from Europe, it's better than from some unknown places.
Mm. We get lots of strawberries from Malta, but let's be honest, Dr. Lydia. Do you think that they're safe just because they're from Malta?
I don't know, because I cannot touch the subject. I have no knowledge about that. But about raspberry, blueberry, blackberry, I would like to say a few words, because it's extremely beneficial for our mm-hmm. health. It's very good for people who suffer with high blood pressure, people who have a risk of cancer or chronic disease. So you can mix. It's very pleasurable for the taste, for the mm-hmm. flavor, for the aroma. And it's good to use it as an ice cream together mm-hmm. with, for example, frozen milk, nut milk, like mm-hmm. Quinoa milk, rice milk, oat milk, hemp milk. Nowadays you can find many mm-hmm. different
yes,
milk.
Yes, I saw hemp milk, in fact, yes.
So it's good for people who are vegans. It's like they can find mm-hmm.
it. So you freeze it and then you mix it with the berries and
yes,
make it up into an ice cream.
Absolutely. Your question was also, Margaret, about...
Yes, about the benefits achieved from juicing and liquidizing.
Mm-hmm. The benefit of that is we cannot chew it on a way to make it completely liquidy. So we are most of the time in a hurry. We do not have this habit to sit down and to eat food with respect. We discussed about it already. So if we're liquidizing the food, we will have a higher percentage of absorption in our body.
Okay.
So because by liquidizing, we are preparing it, like we're already partly digesting.
The chewing is over and partly digested.
Partly digested. So the percentage of absorption is much higher. So it's less waste. It's more nutrition. Because the liquid form bringing, even for the damaged digestive system, is bringing the capacity to still to absorb it. Many people have a problem with the teeth or just a bad habit not to chew it properly, as I said before.
And the juicing of it?
The juicing of it. If we're talking about the fruits, I personally prefer to have a smoothie. Why? Because we are including the fiber. Smoothie is also better to carry around, like the together with the fiber, together with the soft part. The life of beneficial life of a smoothie is longer, so we even can keep it in the fridge one night. The juices by oxidation losing the beneficial properties very fast.
So you have to drink it there and then.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas a smoothie you can keep.
You can keep. Why? Because with the fiber, the process of oxidation is much slower. So the vitamins and the other nutrients are surviving for a long time.
And in fact, I promised our listeners to talk about that strange but beneficial concoction.
Yes, it's very much related with your previous question, Margaret, about how we should eat the fruits, because like now a lot of information about you shouldn't mix the fruits together with the other food.
Yes.
Why? First of all, because it's sweet. It's natural sugars, but it's still sugars. And if we're mixing it with the proteins or with the simple carbohydrate, this substance is being fermented. So when it's being fermented, it's producing the spirits, which affect our brain, our mind, and we're becoming to be slowly lethargic, so sort of drunk.
So you're saying when we eat fruit on its own?
On its own.
And we don't mix it with carbohydrates?
Better not. But
any protein, yes. Proteins, yes?
No, not even fruit on its own. Only fruits.
Yes.
The time of digestion is much shorter. So if we're mixing with the other part, so it's partly rotting in our digestive system. The only one recommendation to use the fruits with is the leafy greens.
This is Margaret Arjus, and you're listening to Sukiyam on Campus FM with our resident guest, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. And today we are discussing the nutritional value of fruit and leafy greens.
Chimpanzee using the fruits and the leaves from the same tree and making like a sandwich and eating it. In this way, the leaves, the leafy greens, supporting the digestion of the fruit. So it's making more beneficial, this process.
You mean the fruit is helping the digestion?
The fruits and the leaves combining
together. And the leaves together, this concoction.
And this concoction helping our body to receive the best of both. If we are making smoothies together with the leafy greens, we are replacing a high level of amino acid, which are the bricks of our proteins. So it is no hysteric state about the vegetarianism are not suitable because of the protein deficiency.
Uh-huh. Before we talk about the benefits, Dr. Lydia, I think we should specify what we mean by leafy greens.
Leafy greens is another blessing of Malta. It's now is in the season, the spinach, kale, which have all amino acids. It's parsley, it's mint, it's basil, marjoram, sage,
but
thyme.
We're not talking about all the plants, but only the leaves of the plant.
We're talking about the leaves.
Not the stalk.
Not the stalk. Actually, if you use the stalk, it's not harmful, but the mm-hmm. taste will be less pleasant.
Okay.
So I would recommend to use just the leaves.
But when you remember when we did that, we made that tea, that tincture,
yes.
Then you can use the whole plant for that.
Yes, for the tincture you can use all
the whole plant.
Yes.
But for the leafy greens, it's better to...
Yes, to remove the
stalk. To remove the stalk and just use the leaves.
And if you will fill the part, half of your container of the liquidizer with these leafy greens,
okay.
And the other part with the fruits, with the berries, with
and
ginger. So
these leafy greens, is it important the darker they are? The better, or can we use light green as well?
Well, we can mix together.
We can mix
it
but
together.
But which is most beneficial, the dark green
the
or the light green?
Dark green have a higher level of chlorophyll. The chlorophyll is providing to us the capacity to restore the high quality of our blood.
Okay.
So it's...
Does it purify the
it's
blood?
It's purifying the blood, and it's also bringing the manganese, which are similar like the iron.
Mm-hmm.
So the chlorophyll effect now used in some cancer clinic in Russia, in Germany. So people...
Cancer clinics?
Yes,
you
cancer
tell
clinics.
Us about this, Dr.
Yes.
Lydia.
So it's a high level of chlorophyll providing this beneficial effect for the cancer patient through what? Through antioxidant effect and also through the pumping the quality of the blood.
Mm.
So it's replacing the iron. Instead of the iron, we're receiving the manganese, and it's bringing our red cells in a good state.
Incredible.
Yes.
Just a bit of leafy green, which we could find in a field.
Yes.
Because there are leafy greens which you can get from the fields
everywhere.
As well.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
And the cheapest product.
True.
So don't forget to add water.
Yes.
And don't forget to add a bit of ginger root.
Mm-hmm.
It will be good if you have a chronic condition of your health. You can add some superfood like spirulina, maca, chia seeds. You can add barley grass or wheat grass, even some chocolate powder. Mm-hmm. You can make it very, very tasty.
Uh-huh.
If you have some chronic inflammatory process, use turmeric powder. If you have, if it's child, so you can add, for example, a bit of honey.
Uh-huh.
So about apitherapy, the beer product, we can discuss later because it's also huge, huge material. And in Malta, the thyme honey is very beneficial. It's reminding uh-huh. the Manuka honey.
Uh-huh.
Which are very expensive. Different types of Manuka honey is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And in Malta you have a thyme honey. But very, very
similar. The plant.
The thyme.
That's it.
Yes, the thyme.
Right. So in your liquidizer, you fill half of it with the leafy greens. And of course you have to be careful how to wash these leafy greens.
Yes, but
we mentioned salt and mm-hmm. vinegar
yeah.
or bicarbonate of soda
yes.
to wash the leafy greens. And then we add any fruit we'd like.
Any fruit you like.
Any fruit
if, especially
like.
If you're preparing it for a child.
Yes.
So according to the taste of this child
exactly.
to make it more pleasurable.
Uh-huh.
And then you can carry on with the container around. So all day you are nourishing yourself, especially
exactly.
especially if you're chronically tired.
And what about lemon?
Squeeze a lemon.
A lemon.
Yes, we forget about it. The lemon
yes.
can cover any unpleasant taste.
I can never forget about this, Dr. Lydia, because it was, I have a condition. I suffer from ME and fibromyalgia. And it was thanks to Dr. Lydia with this recipe and a few other herbs which cleansed me and purified me, together with this leafy green, which I still take till this very day. In fact, it's sitting here on the table right in front of me now. I think this saved my life because I was fatigued. I was so exhausted. In fact, my next holiday abroad was going to be in a wheelchair. I get very emotional when I say this, but this is true. I couldn't even lift my arms. I just didn't have any energy at all, not even to speak to someone on the phone. I lived most of my life, I can say that I lived most of my life like this, in this utter, utter, deep, miserable exhaustion and in a lot of pain. I'm saying all this so that you don't take this lightly. If Dr. Lydia is recommending this, just do it. Take it. I get very emotional when I say this, Dr. Lydia, but you know, you've been on the journey with me, so you know how I was 2 years ago, and now I can afford to have a hobby. Before, I couldn't even afford to have a hobby.
Margaret, just because you are a good listener, so we just need to convince ourselves and to listen to our own body. The body is responding. So try just to experiment. Take the chocolate, for example, milk chocolate, and take some fruit. Mm-hmm. And see what effect do you have in the body, your stomach, your mood. Because as you know, if you're not eating the right food, the mood will be low.
Mm-hmm. So let's say this leafy green, I'm talking about the fact that it was of great benefit to me, and you also talked about cancer patients.
It have an alkalizing effect on our body. The idea about the leafy greens is not my idea. It's now many nutritionists talking about it. But
it's your concoction.
Yes. But many years ago, when I discovered that, coincidentally, actually, because it was the grass was growing very fresh, so I was just wondering, why shouldn't I try? It was just leaves from the trees and this grass. And then I start to think about it more and more, and I start to look about the animals, like the cows. I was still a student of medical university, and I was doing, how come they are all vegetarians and they're never overweight, they're never producing over fat in the body, and they're very muscly. What from they taking the protein? And then I realized the protein is built from the amino acids. And the leafy greens are the best provider of this amino acids brick. So we are taking, our body is taking it.
The bricks, you mean the bricks of our wall, of our body?
The bricks of the molecule of protein.
To build, exactly.
To build a molecule, yes. We need to have the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And these elements called amino acids. The amino acid is the base of the protein.
Okay. And I have the bricks. Which are the bricks?
These amino acids.
They are the bricks of our body.
Yes.
And thanks to these leafy greens,
yes.
That's
our muscles are not suffering. So I have a friend. He's a champion of bodybuilding in Indonesia, and he's vegetarian. And his diet based on sprouted seeds and beans and leafy greens. It's a high benefit.
Incredible.
For different needs. Mm-hmm. So if you love your family, I will suggest to start your morning preparation for the food of the family from this liquidizer process of leafy greens. It's very cheap, very mm-hmm. accessible. In your country, you always can get it.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy it.
Let's say, how can it help people with asthma, for example?
It's reducing the level of mucus. It's reducing after few days already, straight away. It's detoxifying the breathing system, because most people who are suffering with asthma have a chronic infection. Mm-hmm. So it's reducing the inflammatory, it has an anti-inflammatory effect, reducing the inflammation of the walls of breathing system.
My goodness, just a simple smoothie. Doing all this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's a lot of arthritis, rheumatism.
The same. Of course, different diseases. I'm not pretending to say just with one remedy you
no,
can...
No, of course not.
But we have to understand, all inflammatory process based on a high level of acidity. So if we're using the acidifying food, we are increasing the level of acidity. If we're using alkalizing food, we are decreasing the level of acidity.
So a lot of ailments, a lot of illnesses are coming from
the
acidity,
acidifying food. Exactly.
And then the body becomes inflamed.
Yes. This is the problem. Mm-hmm. And so it means we need to use the food what is decreasing the acidity in the body. And the leafy greens, they are fantastic on that matter.
Well, we've just touched upon vegetables. We've mentioned the leafy greens. So I gather that for our next program, Dr. Lydia, we will continue talking about vegetables. Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to talk about?
About the vegetables. I would love to speak about rooted vegetables and on-ground vegetables, like marrows, like eggplant. So, because people need to know what is the benefit behind. Mm-hmm. This all call conscious eating. So we know what we're eating for. We know mm-hmm. what we are eating, and we know the benefit of that process.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Dr. Lydia. I just hope that you enjoyed listening to our program, Sukiyam, on Campus FM. And if you'd like to contact us, you can do so by sending an email to campusfm@um.edu.mt. And any questions you'd like to ask about any of the topics we have tackled so far will be answered either by an email or on our program. Don't forget that you can listen to the program Sukiyam at your own convenience on our website www.maltauniversitybroadcasting.com. This is Margaret Arjus. I'd like to thank you all for the support you're giving us by contacting us and also listening to us. And I leave you with this thought. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear.